Kablu. He doesn't have the Yetzirah for Yai Nesach. So therefore, Linsuchei. So therefore, the Jew, like, will still watch his wine. He's not going to let the Zayna touch his wine. So even though there's a Gersha Shiksa there, but still the Jew has no Taiva for Nisuch, so therefore he won't let her touch the wine. So this much his wine will still be kosher if the Jew is in the house. But what's going to be the opposite? The Tosafot on the Rashi sheet there about the Sheikh, less Gemara. What's going to be the opposite way? Zayna Yisraelis, V'yavde Kechavim Misubin. Let's say there's a Jewish Zayna, and there's a guy, the man is a guy, and the vice, and she invited him over to his house. So in this case, Cham Rosa, now even the wine there is also for another Jew, for any Jew to drink. My timer. Hoyo Vizilu Olayu, since like she's Mafka, so she makes herself like Hefka, she makes herself like a Zayna, she lets the man, the guy, live with her. So Basraya Gariri, they go in, and she'll listen to them, and therefore when the guy now wants to make Nisa, she's not going to stop him. So therefore, she'll give in to him. Therefore, the wine that we have to be afraid, Rashi says, Gerira, Tishakul Nusuchai, she's not going to stop them from making Nisuch. True, she doesn't care, yes or no, but once she's Zula, she gives herself over to them, she lets them live with her, send the Svara, she lets them do what they want. Therefore, since the guy Stam has Taiva for Nisuch, and she's not going to stop him, therefore, Men Astam, the wine is also in the house. Hahu Beisa, there was a house. Hahu Beisa, Teve Yosef Bechamra, there was wine there. To Yisrael, there was Jewish wine in the house. Now, Oil Odeh Kechavim, a guy went into the house, and Achta Ledosha Biata, he locked the door in back of him. When he went inside the house, he locked the door. But, Veve Biza Bidosha, there was a crack in the door that people outside could look in and see what he's doing. And they peeked inside. Eshtakev, they found out, they saw, that this guy, yes, was standing right between the barrels of wine. He was standing there. So if he's standing there, we have to be afraid. Maybe he's going to touch it. He's inside the house alone. He locked the door. So what's the locker? Some of Rav says, "Kol de lahade biza shari." All the wine that you could look in and see through this crack is still mutter. Because then the guy is afraid to make nisuch on it. Because the guy knows that you could look in and see. But the high geese also, the barrels of wine that are on the side of the crack, that if you look in through the crack, those barrels you cannot see, so then the guy is not afraid to make nisuch. So those barrels are considered left totally alone with the guy, that a Jew cannot see what he's doing, and therefore you have to be afraid. If you left him long enough that he could break open the barrel, or else like Leskmar Mishum Shaicha, that you have to be afraid he'll be able to open up this small hole where the smell comes out and put a straw and start drinking the wine, then you have to be afraid all those barrow would become muscle. There'll be a din yai nesek on them.
Rashi said because he was a
shooter
in there.
Rashi said what? Look, you like it's awesome. Afbano, right. Who gesheina nitfus, Rashi said, in the case, sheina nitfus, akhni sas like a ganif. Where he does not look like he's a robber. What? Shahoyeloi chelik be in the case where we have a shooter for you. Because if he looks like a robber, then all of them will be mutter, like we'll soon see later. That when he looks like a robber, then we're not afraid he'll come. He's afraid, he'll be afraid to touch the wine. For the case where he has a right to be there, he's a part ownership there, then we're afraid he made nisuch on all the barrels that we cannot see. We'll soon see that klal about nisuch all of Chagan. Right, the Hucharmer the Yisro, again, there was a barrel of Jewish wine. Tevi Yosef Bebeisa. The Jew lived upstairs, and the girl lived downstairs. And right now, the Jew's barrel of wine was deposited downstairs. There's a hole on top that the Jew could look down and see what the guy is doing. So minastam, the guy again is afraid to make nisuch. He knows the Jew is upstairs watching, so the wine is okay. What happened was, Shomul Kel Tigra. There was a big tool outside, a big machlekes outside the house. And Norfolk, everybody ran outside to see what's doing there. And after the tumult quieted down, then, Kodam Osiyev Echovim. The Jew went back into his house, and Ochtel Ladoshi closed the front door. He locked his front door. Biape, in front of the Jew, or Biape, he closed the front door in front of him. So now, the guy alone is in the house, and there's no Jew on top, so what should be the locha? Could be stood that way for an hour or two. Some of Rav says, still Chamr Shari. the wine is still mutter even b'shtiyah, you're allowed to drink this wine, we're not afraid the guy went and touched the wine. Why? Because Meimaroma, the guy will say to himself, the same way I entered the house, I left the fight early, it could be, maybe the Jew also left the fight even earlier than me, and maybe he's upstairs right now, and he's seeing me, therefore the guy would be afraid. Then according to this cheshbin, let's say the Jew and the guy were both standing outside talking together, and the guy told the Jew, listen, you stay here for another hour, take good care here, I'm going back inside the house. So then it could be the one with the Yosef. And then the guy tells the Jew, you stand outside here, I want to have a good time, drink the wine inside now, and you stay outside here for another hour or two, then it would be Yosef. But minastam though, if the Jew did not talk to the guy, so then we don't have to be afraid that the guy touched the wine, because minastam will say, the guy is also afraid that maybe the Jew went upstairs already. If you have a good shot to say the guy did not touch the wine, even in a suffix will make him. There was an inn, a motel, that there was Jewish wine there. What happened was, when the Jew came there in the morning, he saw a guy sitting around the barrels of wine. So what's the halacha? Are we afraid the guy touched the wine or not? So my Rava says like this, if the guy has no right to be there, that when we find him there, he looks like a ganef, like he's a robber, you have no right to be near my wine, and so shari, then the wine for sure is mutter. Because the guy is nervous, he'll be caught, he'll be ganef, put in jail, he's afraid. But if he would not look like a ganef, if he has a good reason, what he's doing there, then also, that's the klal, if the guy is not afraid to be caught as a ganef, he has reasons why he's there. Then, since he was found alone there, we have to be afraid he has a taiva to make nisa, to touch the wine, to drink the wine, and we have to be afraid he opened up the barrel and touched the wine. That's the klal. If he's nitzvah, it's kagana, if it's mut, if not, it's awesome. Hahu beisa, that's the problem, but our shiks is now a house also. If you have a shiks in the house, and you leave her alone, and you have open wine there, that's not the yayin of bush, that's the problem. Because Sheila Khura has a right to drink wine. She doesn't look like a ganef. She has the right to be now. She's the maid there. She cleans your refrigerator sometimes. She has the right to take the wine out. She has the right to drink anything. If you would tell the guy, and he'll understand you, that we Jews are mocked very much, you have no right at all to touch the wine. And the day I see you touch my wine, you're fired, could be then the wine will be mutter. Could be then we don't have to be afraid, maybe they make nisuf. That would be a good etzah, if you could do it. But usually you don't do this. Usually you don't make such tsunayim with the shiksa. Usually you don't tell your shiksa that if you touch the wine, you're going to be afraid. They don't know what you're talking about. So therefore, in Minastam, they're not afraid to touch the wine. So that's why, if you have open bottles of wine, you should always make sure the yayim of ushu, if you want to keep in your house. Right, so who based it? It was the house to have Yosef Bechamra. Again, there was wine, Jewish wine in the house. Again, there was a guy found between the barrels. So same stock, Amarovrova said, if the guy has a reason why he's there, Chamrosa, then the wine is awesome. He's not afraid to be caught. So he has to be afraid. He has time. He touched the wine. But Vilay, if he has no excuse, what he's doing there, he looks like a ganif, then Chamra Shari, then the guy at all times is afraid to touch the wine, and the wine will remain mutter. Maestri, I have a question. Is this true? It says, Nin al Hapundik. Again, there's an inn that you had a Jew and a guy there. Nin al Hapundik. So the guy closed the door. And the guy is alone now inside the inn. Or else, the Jew told the guy, as if to say, I'm going away now, so you please do me a favor, and you watch the wine right now. Rashi says, Nina la punik mis benisiyach la v'kachovim, ima yayin, the guy was found alone there with the wine. Oy shoma yisol v'kachovim, shmor amoy v'chutz v'shmor. The Jew told the guy, listen, you stand outside this door now, and watch my wine. So such a case, also. Rashi says, why the chashinun, dilma oil, maybe the guy went inside, because since you told the guy, you be the watchman now, so the guy knows that the Jew is going away, so he's not afraid to go inside. So it says that the wine is also. So no, my love, isn't the case talking about Afagav Lester Lishtamute? Even in the case that the guy has no business going inside the inn, and the Khuru, if you ever catch him inside, it looks like a ganef. Still we say, since the guy knows the Jew is not around, He's not afraid to touch the wine. So you see, even in a case where he has no excuse to be inside, still, as long as the guy looks around and sees nobody's there, we're afraid he'll touch the wine. Not like we just passed him before. So Mar says, Loi, that's not the case over here. Again, here it is also, for the Yisna Lishtamute. We're talking about that the guy has an excuse. He left his hat inside, he left his coat inside, he has his suitcase inside, he has reasons why he's allowed to go inside the inn. So therefore, if the guy knows that you left, he's alone now, of course it's also. He's not afraid to go in, he's not afraid anybody will see him. We have to be afraid he has time to touch the wine. Hahu Yisrael, there was a Jew, B'yevi Gechovim, Devi Yosvi, V'Koshosi Chamer. So come out both drinking wine together. His was his wine and the Jew with his kosher wine. What happened was, Shoma Yisrael called Sluya Bekanishta. Heard in Shul Baruchu, Oyvei, I'm late from Arav. So he jumped up and went to Shul. Kom V'Yozel, he went down next door to Shul to Davim Arav. He didn't tell the guy what he's doing. He just went up and left. Some Arav, Rav says in such a case, Chamer Shari, the Jewish wine is still Mutter. Meimer Roma, because the guy is always afraid to say to himself, listen, Hash de mitchale lechamre v'hoderosi. Hello Yisrael, all the also come back. Like it's called like Yaitzev Nichnas. The Jew did not tell the guy, I'm going away now for half an hour. He just went. See, even if the guy heard him davening, but so what? He'll think as soon as the Jew remembers, he left his wine alone with me, he's going to run back. So at all times the guy is afraid the Jew would be coming back, therefore the wine is mutter. A similar case to Hu Yisrael Be'erichovim Devi Yosvi Be'arva. They're both sitting together in a ship, and there's also wine there. Shoma Yisrael Kol Shipurei Devei Shimsho. He heard the curl, the shofar of Erev Shabbos. He used to have a simin to know it's Erev Shabbos before it lichts in, didn't you? Right? There's a whistle there, lichts in. You have to stop, do malacha, and come home and then light candles. So when the Jew heard this siren, like, Norfolk, he went out beyond and left the ship. I'm not going to spend Shabbos in the ship. He went home to make Kiddush. He went home to his house. So now the guy is alone and on the ship with his wine. So still, Omar Rava, Chamer Shari, still in this case, the wine is also Mutter. Why? Yeah, must all these cases, if there's a good reason to say the guy would not touch the wine, it's Mutter. Even though it's only a suffix. But Meimer Omer again, we have a right to say the guy will say it to himself again. Even in Mila Shabbos, as soon as the Jew remembers, I left my wine alone on the ship with the guy, he's going to come running back and take his car and come right back. So the guy is always afraid, maybe the Jew will come to get back his wine. Therefore the Jew is always afraid, the guy is afraid to touch the wine. They know Jews don't drive cars on Shabbos. So the guy saw the Jew go home, so why is he afraid to come back again on Shabbos? And the Gemara, Omali Isa Gyuri, Shabbos, Gerstus and Natik, Rav Oma, that Omali Isa Gyuri, this Ger Isi, told me like this. He was a Ger, means before he was a guy. That Kievino Biam Yusum, now I used to still be a guy. Arena, the guy used to say to himself like this. The guy used to say, Yudoyi Lemitra Shabbata, these Jews, they're phonies. They don't keep Shabbos, they don't watch Shabbos. Anytime a loss of money, they'll be Mechal Shabbos for money. Why? Because they had a good time though. The Mitra Shabbata, as if the Jews would be a real Shomer Shabbos, then Kame Kisiko Mishtachi Mishuki, we should be finding a lot of Jewish wallets on the street. Like a lot of time a Jew gets stuck Friday right before Shkia, he didn't make it home yet, he has to walk home, so he's supposed to do then is leave his wallet on the street, and the guy should find wallets on the street, and the guy never found any wallets on the street, so the guy said these Jews, they're phonies, when it comes to money, they'll be Mechal Shabbos. Therefore this guy now is afraid, the guy is afraid at least hear something good, at least the guy is afraid to touch the wine at least, because he's afraid maybe the Jew would come back. He knows that if I'll touch the wine will become usa. They're going to lose wine, they're going to lose money. So for the loss of money, they don't think the Jews keep Shabbos. But really it's wrong. The Gemara says, the answer is, they do not know, the Gemara do not know, that we paskin this real long Reb Yitzchok. We paskin the Gemara and Shabbos comes up with a special kulim with the Rabbanin, like Reb Yitzchok, the Yomer Reb Yitzchok, that Hamoitzi kiss b'Shabbos. Somebody finds a kiss, a wallet on Shabbos. The kiss here, where there's a big hefsid mammon, and this kiss here, this is Lashon of a mitzi, Allah, it's not only, it's not a mitziah, it has to be that's your kiss, either the case is that you're walking Friday, and you realize it comes Shabbos right now, so there'd be a big hefsid mammon just to leave your kiss in the street, So Rabbanim will make all with a new heter of Mailichai Pochis Pochis Medal Damis. You have a heter that with Rabbanim they will make all and said that you're allowed to carry your kiss, your wallet with you, Pochis Pochis Medal Damis, means walk only 3.5 amis, stop for a minute. So therefore, there's no more Akirav Anocha, then take a new Akirav Anocha and a new one. To keep on walking, pokus pokus, you're not doing an Isidir Aisa. When you want to finally come into your house, so then you're taking it from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. So there, the Eitzer is, you have to throw it Kalachiyat. You have to throw it like lefty and back of your hand, you have to throw it in. So again, since you're doing the Kalachiyat, a backwards movement, it's only an Isidir Midirabonim, and true, this Rabbon will make it. The Malkin Hefsid Godel, where a person is coming home Friday, he got stuck on the road, and he's afraid just to leave his money there, he has a heter to walk home with this money in this Eitzah. If there are two people there, there are a few Eitzahs what to do. It's a whole sugya there. The best Eitzah is if there's a guy there, let the guy carry it for you. That's the better Eitzah. Just tell the guy to carry it further, but will make all to tell the guy to carry it for you. And if there are two, if there's no guy around, only two Jews, the Eitzah also is that they should walk pochus pochus, but one should hand it to another. That's a better rate, sir, than you yourself stopping. Because really the stopping is a phony. Because really you're not stopping. Really you have not to move on. But we'll make them. So the better rate, sir, if you have two people, you walk 3 amis and give it to your friend. Then your friend walks 3 amis and gives it to you. The kid said there's a heptim with the rabbanon of Mishum Hefzid in certain cases.
And this kid has money.
Another case. Who I read? There was a big lion. Leo was there. Mamash gave a big roar by the wine factory, by the matzah. They used to have all the barrels of wine there. So Shomavichavim, one guy heard the lion roar. So Tosh, he hid Benedani between the barrels of wine. So the kids right now he's hiding there, and as far as he knows, he's alone there. So Shalos, we have to be afraid now the guy will touch the wine. Some of Rava says no. Chamer Sharish, no, this wine is mutter even b'shti. Let her drink the wine. Why? Maybe Rama, for sure, the guy will say to himself, the same way I'm hiding here. It's Shanami Yisrael Achurei. The other Jews also got scared from Leo. So they're also here hiding. Therefore, they're also watching me. So again, any time we have a svar, the guy would be afraid to touch it. We're makel to say that most probably did not touch it. Hanu, Gandhi, there were Ganov and Rabbis. The Sakla Pompadisa. They went to take care of the city Pompadisa. When they went through, they raided the city, they opened up a lot of barrels of wine. The question is it mutter or not? Omar Rava Chamashar, yes, the barrels of wine are all mutter to drink. My timer, Rachmanis, but Ruba Ganva Yisrael. Most Ganov are my Jews. So therefore, Mazaluka Pompadisa. So the kids are there. Again, we go to Kuli, have right to be ankle to say that we're not sure who touched it. We have a good reason to say it was the Jew that touched it, so we're not Mekel. Ninu, have you had another case happen in Adoy? The same thing happened in Adoy, that the robbers raided the city. Yeah, that the wine there is also mutter. So more says now the Chura Kaman, who do you go like? Could be vice versa in Adoy, there wasn't Rav Ganvi Yisrael in Adoy. So then why do you say it's mutter? Yeah, Kaman, the Chura Krab Lezi, you want to say Krab Lezi, the Yomar. Sofik biyator. Let's hold if you have a sofik if he came into the city or not, into a mokum tuma, so then you tore even b'shus yochid. Sofik tuma b'shus yochid is tomei only if you went into the place where the mace is, where the tumor is, so only a sofik if you touched it or not. That's sofik magi golachumra. But if you have a sofik whether you went into this place altogether or not, sofik oil, then your bless is makel. So Rashi says, sofik biya, midullah yadinu avichavim, he all eloi. And we don't know if the guy went in or the Jew went in. Therefore we say it's Tor. Here also it's Mutter. Because you have a suffix now. Who touched this, a Jew or a guy? So we don't know if a guy altogether came in. So it could be it's a Jew that came in. But since we do not know who came in, it's like suffix oil that your blazer says it's Mutter. It's now it like this. Hanichnas Lebika. You go into a bika, that's a valley, has a lot of fields. The might like a shaman in the winter time when it's a shus hayochid, nobody's walking through the fields then. They're planting, they're plowing the fields. So now you don't walk through the fields. So that's luck of a shus hayochid. The tumor beside the plains. Now one field happened to be a mace deal. The yaman, now another person says, I went through this valley. But the end of the day, I'm not sure, in nechnasti, did I pass by that one field that has the mace deal or not? I'm not, I have a doubt whether I went through that field altogether or not. Maybe I only passed by the other fields. That's called Safak Oil. Now such a case, Reblezulayim is Safak Biyator, even though it's Rosh Hashanah Yochid, but since you have a doubt whether you went into the place at all, you're Tor. Safak Magav, let's say you know for sure you went through that field that has the mace there. So now your only doubt is, did you touch the mace or not? Then tell me. So the Chura here also, since there were rabbis, so you have a doubt who the rabbis were, whether Jewish rabbis or Goyish rabbis. So you have a suffix whether Goyim came into the city altogether or not. So therefore you'd be making on the Siyai Nesach. So Chura, that's like a level of letter Shita.
Yeah. Alright, we'll continue on next tape. Yeah, we're holding the Navar Zorah, Daf Ayin Amadeus.
Yeah. So Gemara in says, Loi, that's not the pshat. I'll tell you, Shani Hossam, Kivun the Ikur the Paschi, Lushuma Moina, that no, even on the side that were going to come in, also there's a doubt whether he made Nisr or not. Because since the Ikur they were Ganovim over here, what is the Gan of come for? For the money. So, Hevelay, Svek Sveka, it's a Svek Sveka, and that's why over here we're making. Like, since he came for money purposes, he didn't come to make Nisr. So therefore, even though they opened it, if they didn't find any jewelry inside, any money inside, they just left it. So now they're not Isaac and making Nisach, so it's a Sveik Sveikah. It could be just some Suffolk oil would be Machmir. But over here we have a Suffolk, the Chlal. Maybe they're only after money, they didn't touch it at all. Here we could be more.